Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur. We are excited to be starting the halachas of the Issur Melacha on Shabbos. In the Torah it says, Lo yisaseh kol melacha, you should not do any work on Shabbos. And the Chinuch explains, what's the reason for this Issur of doing melacha on Shabbos? He says, Mishrashei ha-mitzvah zu, sheniyah penuyim ma'askeinu kavod ha-yayim. In honor of the day, we should not do any work on this day in order to remember and have the emunah of that Hashem created the world for 6 days, and took a rest, Kav Yochel, on Shabbos. He didn't do any work on Shabbos. And through us resting on Shabbos, we will instill in ourselves this emunah and remember that Hashem created the world. And the Chinuch says there's another reason as well, that it's to remember Tzias Mitzrayim. He says, Melvad Zchiras Chiddush Ha'olam, Yesh Bo Zchiras Neis Mitzrayim. Why? We were Avadim there, and while we were slaves, we couldn't take off anytime we want. But now that we are free to do what we want, we could take off whenever we want. Therefore, we take off on Shabbos. We don't work on Shabbos to show and to remember that we are free. Thanks to Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And that is another purpose of not doing melacha on Shabbos. Now, Chazal said the Issur Melacha is broken up into 39 different categories called Lamentas Melachas. And those categories have subcategories. And we will start with the 11th category that Chazal count. And it's the melacha of Oifa. Va'oifa means to bake, and that is the Isser of Bishul. Why does Chazal and the Mishnah call it Oifa, not Bishul? And the reason is because the other malachas that are before this are all Sedura de Pas. It's in the process of making bread, for example, like Chayrish and Zereya, which means plowing and planting, and then cutting the wheat, and then threshing the dosh and Bayrer, all about the wheat, and therefore we say Oifa as well. But Oifa and Bishul are the exact same thing. That means baking and cooking are both osur midiraisa, and that's one of the lamentas melachos called oifa. Now, what is bishul? Bishul is anything that changes through fire. For example, food that's cooked, or even food that is ready cooked a little bit, and you finish cooking it through fire, that is the issur of bishul. Now, the issur of bishul is even something that you can eat raw. For example, if someone cooks water, it's chayav because of the issur of bishul, even though water is eaten raw, but still, you cooked it, made it better with cooking. That is Issur Bishul. Same thing, pears, even apple. You want to bake an apple. That's Issur D'oraisa of Bishul, even though it's edible before that. That means the Issur Bishul is anything that you cook ayidei fire, even though it was edible before you cook. And not only that, it doesn't have to be dafka food. If someone melts metal, or he melts wax, is also part of the Issur Bishul. Like the Rambam says, the klal yishadava bein sharipa guf kasha beish. If you take something hard and you soften it with fire, or you take something soft and make it hard with fire, that's what the Rambam says. Now, bishul is only, like we said, ayidei esh, which means either you put something directly on a fire, like a grill, or you put it in a pot that's directly on a fire. That is the issur d'oraisa of esh. Now, there's also an issur of toldos esh. It's also to cook on something that was removed from the fire, but it got hot from the fire. That's toldos esh. That is usur as well. But the Gemara in Shabbos says that to cook in the sun is not usur. To cook something directly in the sun is not usur. But toldos chama, which means something that got warmed up in the sun, I want to cook in that, that is usur. For example, you put a cup of water outside in the boiling heat and it gets very hot. Now I want to use that water to cook something. That is issur bishul. Why? Because the Chazal didn't want you to get mixed up with toldos esh, and therefore toldos chama is usur.